Bacterial streak in corn was first found last year in northwest Kansas. Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk-Jones. I'm the multi-county agronomist for K-State Research and Extension for Wallace, Sherman, and Cheyenne counties. And yes, bacterial streak in corn is actually already showing up this year. We have confirmed reports of bacterial streak in south-central Nebraska and have samples being looked at the K-State Plant Diagnostic Lab. According to greenhouse studies, the bacterial streak can infect a corn plant at this stage of development or even as early as plant emergence. So what does it look like? The bacterial streak in corn actually consists of narrow tan to brown streaks on the leaf that can range from less than an inch in length to several inches long. The disease can look very similar to the common fungal disease gray leaf spot. One diagnostic key is that the bacterial leaf streak has narrow, wavy-edged lesions compared to gray leaf spot, which has very sharp, straight-edged lesions that follow the veins of the leaf. The second diagnostic key is that when it is backlit, light passes through the bacterial streak lesions in a translucent manner compared to gray leaf spot, which blocks the light and appears opaque. Lesions can expand over time to cover larger areas, and under favorable conditions, they can move to upper leaves. In extreme cases, the lesions may extend the entire length of the leaf and form large necrotic areas. So, how does it spread? It's not currently known how the disease has spread to so many states, but a current hypothesis is that it is being seed transmitted. Movement within a field or from field to field may be caused by the bacteria blowing in the aerosols created by the big blowing thunderstorms. Unlike Goss's wilt, it does not appear that this bacteria needs a wound in order to aid it getting into the plant. In addition, bacteria can overwinter in Kansas, Nebraska, and Colorado and may redevelop in the same fields where it occurred previously. So, under what conditions is it most likely to occur? By far, the single largest scenario associated with bacterial streak in corn is a continuous no-till sprinkler irrigated corn production system. This is likely the reason that most of the counties where in Kansas where it has been confirmed are in our part of the state. However, the disease has been found in furrow irrigated fields as well as dryland fields in a strict corn-soybean rotation in north central Kansas. So what can be done for this disease? Because the disease is caused by a bacterial pathogen, we do not expect foliar fungicides to directly control it. Some bactericides, such as those containing copper, are labeled for use in corn, but their effects have not been studied on this disease. The activity of bactericides is often different than that from foliar fungicides. For example, most bactericides are contact products and are not systemic, so they won't be absorbed by the plant, which is in contrast to many of our foliar fungicides. Because of that, the bactericides may be washed off with rain or overhead irrigation and might require repeated applications for control, making them uneconomical or impractical for use in some corn crops. Other common pest management strategies, such as crop rotation, may be helpful, but the full range of this pathogen is really fairly unknown. So if you're wondering what bacterial streak in corn looks like, you're in luck. I have pictures posted on our website at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. And you can see what I'm finding in the field by following me on Facebook at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy or on Twitter at Crops with Jeannie. If you have any additional questions, feel free to contact me at the extension offices in Goodland, St. Francis, or Sharon Springs.